Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha everyone. We are here on 20th of June and at 1 a.m. and we are having a show with a title called Title Unknown. I have no idea what this is going to be about, but I just felt it was time to, there was something, message trying to come through, and I just didn't know what, you know, don't always know what it's going to be about. Honestly, at this time, my voice might sound a little bit, not down, but just sort of, maybe it's not really necessarily an upbeat tone at the moment, but I'm kind of feeling like there's a lot of physical things that are going on with a lot of us, and I really didn't know how, you know, what the energies would turn into, you know, say a couple, 3 years ago. It was about 3 years ago that the show actually started, that started doing these shows. And I'm not saying that the energies are, you know, what's happening now is really super challenging, but it is kind of challenging. Things are being brought up all the time. I'm not saying it's, anyway, whatever I just said at the beginning, cancel that, because they are challenging. They're challenging all the things, I think all the old things that are, that need to be released within each one of us. They're challenging all those things to be faced. They're bringing them all up, and whatever that happens to be. And, you know, even if you're doing things that, for example, like energy type work and that sort of thing, there's still a lot of challenges that we perhaps each have to deal with individually, but also as a kind of a collective, as a light worker, energy worker type collective. And, you know, there's a lot of, if you sort of look at things there, you know, if you really continually look at things kind of going on, quote, out there and all this and all that, looking at things like that, it's like, well, you know, if you get involved with that in any way, shape, or form, I suppose you're going to start feeling, you know, you're going to start feeling, oh my God, this is chaotic as hell. Kind of let me out of here. Get me out of here. I know some people are choosing a way out. Certain way out. I'm not sure why a lot of them are doing that, but I think the energies are very intense that we can either, you know, learn to go along with them and to rise up with them, or else, you know, we kind of get caught in this old paradigm. And so, you know, one of the things I did see just before I started the show was that, you know, and I just posted this, the latest post on the KP blog is a Gaia portal from from actually about 3 days ago. And it says, missions of the past are released. Missions of the past are released. Praetoriates congeal and are removed. Fossils are recognized. Pleats of light are straightened. One of the words in there, you know, the missions of the past are released. It's kind of like, well, you know, we're letting go of all the stuff, the past stuff. The past, in my own case, in everybody's case, the missions of the past, you know, are not to be hung on to and to be worshipped or anything like that. There's a lot of things, yes, that I have done. We all have done. But kind of looking back at it, you know, with, oh my God, if it could just be like it was in the old days and back then, oh, it was such a awakening and all this and all that. I think this Gaia Portal is kind of encouraging everyone to, is just stating that missions of the past are released. Whatever it is, they are released, finished. Now this word praetoriates, as I understand, a praetor is sort of like a council, counselor, something like that. And I think that what it actually means is one of the definitions of consul is an official appointed by a government to reside in a foreign country and represent his or her government's commercial interests. And well, it's kind of like that's kind of what we're getting out of. These ones who are coming into our own arenas, they are sort of being recognized, congealed means to solidify, and are removed. So a lot of these foreign entities are being recognized, are being kind of brought together, and it looks like, I don't know if it's congealing, but they're being brought into a physical kind of a solid form, I guess. And these are being removed, and fossils are recognized. I mean, some of the fossils, I immediately think of Henry Kissinger and a few others that are, you know, the elites who are slowly, you know, in their own way, growing old in body. But these, you know, fossils are recognized, and a lot of people are recognizing these old things as not being useful anymore. And then it says pleats of light are straightened. Well, pleats, I suppose, you know, sort of like in a pleats of a skirt or a kilt. You know, it sounds like that means something like smoothing the path, smoothing the light path. So anyway, that's about all I have to say about, you know, that's all seems to be coming up about that. But and it's kind of a deal right now where I feel like there's several people who are, you know, sort of moving into a new level of operation. I'm feeling a little, I won't say churned, but there's just some certain things that I realize that I'm kind of ready to leave this level and to move to another level. That's kind of how it feels. You know, it's like, okay, you do the same thing. And I know this happens to me. I do pretty much the same thing every other day. You know, I go to Kona Coffee and Tea. I typically have a mocha or a spicy mocha, and I really enjoy it. But when it becomes just something that you do just because it's a habit, it's kind of like there's something, you know, like that's your function in life. Then I know that that's when I've lost my kind of lost the intention, the true intention, the true focus, if you want to call it that, of what I'm here to do. And so right now, that's probably partly why my voice might sound a little bit just sort of, we're kind of going through this, and yeah, I recognize that, and you know, no, I do not always feel bright and light and perky and full of flight. You know, I just don't feel that way all the time. Right now is one of those. And as I was kind of clearing the space beforehand, before the show, I think a lot of this just sort of came through to probably to help me to realize that we're in the process of change. We're in the process of changing levels. And so, you know, that's very important right now, and for at least for many of us, that we're changing to a new level. And that may have something to do with some of the things I've been seeing about the official, quote, solstice, which is today. At least it is, officially it's on the 21st at whatever it was for something or other, you know, UTC time. What is that? What is that deal? Oh, here it is. Here's the Sandra Walter thing. At 4:24 UTC as of tomorrow, but that means tonight here in it's 4:20. Let's see. No, it's not tonight. It's like 4:24 Hawaii Standard Time, and so I don't know particularly if I'll be out and about doing something. But there's something significant about the about this solstice, and I don't know what the details are, but I do know that other people have mentioned it, and that other people have mentioned this. And you know, Kent Dunn did mention something about almost like a line that is sort of almost like a line of separation. And Sandra Walter had made a comment about the bifurcation of realities, and I believe bifurcate. I'm just going to look it up here. I believe bifurcate means to go into two, you know, you've got a choice. There's two, it'll break off into two separate paths. It says divide into two parts or branches, two separate branches. And you can look at it sort of a Y shape. You know, you're on a path and boom, you get your paths are separating out, and it's very clear to me that there is something like that that's going on. And so it could be that this gateway is really you know, what she mentions is a bifurcation of realities. And that's kind of like, well, realities, it's like, you know, what do we want to experience? What I think a key point that she mentions is of the bifurcation of timelines also allows the higher resonation to pop out of the lower entanglements. So it's kind of like this thing about, you know, we come to a point of order achieved by a chaos. You know, we're currently in a very apparently chaotic time, and that appears to be chaos on the outside, and that, you know, things are falling apart and all this and all that. And, you know, I don't know. And I'm seeing a lot of, you know, so anyway, for that, as far as that goes, I feel that there is a separation, but there is, you know, this bifurcation, which kind of means, you know, this splitting out from maybe something you've done a long time. I'm looking, just kind of getting the flow here, but for myself, I'm looking at, you know, I know that I'm ready. It's time. Something is happening to select. It's like a whole new arena of operation is kind of being prepared, and I'm not sure by what, if it's just my own higher mind or my own higher self, but you know, I kind of like to look at it as a new arena, and I'm going to write that down. Are being prepared, and you know, as I can see it, you know, we will enter our new arena, whatever that is. And that's why this this bifurcation is happening, that we, it probably means individually and perhaps as collectives, we have a choice. And if you just look at it, we have a choice of moving to the new arena, which perhaps could be called a higher arena, a higher energy arena, or staying at the same level, which I can tell you is happening with a lot of people. They're just like stuck in a certain level of operation. And, you know, I think the main thing here is that stuckness, you know, is not allowed. And, you know, whatever that happens to me. And I would say, listen to that James Gilliland video about some of the things that are happening within the, let's call it the disclosure community. It just seems that some folks are kind of stuck on an old timeline. And not all of them, but just some of them just really seem to be. And there's something going on that, you know, some things going on with certain beings. It appears that they're, you know, there's a certain arena that they've been playing in, and they're trying to milk as much as they can out of that arena. And to me, it feels that it just doesn't make any, there's no feeling for me or no desire to keep milking an arena or milking a cow when the milk is gone. You know, it's like, why would you keep, it's not about why, nothing about that, to continue milking a cow which has no milk, or continuing to try to operate in an arena when it's time to move out and to move to a new one. And so I kind of sense that that's what I'm going through right here. Part of my own. And of course, this is, everyone can sort of decide how they want to relate to what I personally go through. But there's a lot of things that, you know, I'm kind of moving to a new arena, in a lot of several different areas. And you know, sometimes the blog just doesn't flow. You know, the blog posts don't flow, especially when I'm posting other people's stuff. When I'm posting other people's news things and this thing and that thing, and you know, there are a few exceptions, but a lot of the things, you know, just like, okay, well, this happened, that happened, false flag here, false flag there, blah, 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 blah. And it feels like that to me. It just feels very old and very, oh, God. Trying to walk through it is like, really, if you know what the word slog means, it sort of means to go slowly and with a lot of resistance. It's like slogging through mud. And it's just trying to do that again and again and again. So I know this has happened for myself. It's happened before. And it's kind of like there's sort of a breakout point where, you know, it's like, you know, sort of a breakout point where that I really do feel like a lot of us are reaching. You know, this happened to me in 2013. I know I'm looking back a little bit at that, like, that, you know, there was a point when I knew it was time to break out. I had something to do, and a variety of circumstances happened, and I kept getting messages and signs about so-and-so happening and this happening, and that I was pulled here and pulled there, and I just followed that and began to realize when all of a sudden I got a lot of income as a gift, when I got a lot of gifts given to me, money gifts, that that was to be used for this journey. And the situation right now, you know, might be, you know, it's a new situation and there's a lot of freedom that's coming. And, you know, there's still some things that, of course, I have to do, but it's like there's a lot of freedoms, more freedoms of, you know, financial freedom and a little bit, I will call it financial freedom. But also it's almost like it's saying also that, you know, the choices are expanding. So, you know, the choices are expanding because of this, you know, what's happened. And so, you know, it used to be I would, you know, be very selective about how to do things because of the financial state that I was in. And now that a lot of that has passed away. It's not completely gone, but most of it has passed away. And I really, but the sense I have, it's not about just passing away, but it's just kind of like this is something that I've envisioned, sent the vision out for my own arena. And now I do have a fair amount of freedom, much more freedom to kind of do things I need to do and to perhaps buy some things I need to buy. But I don't always know what that is. And guaranteed, it's a different level of, different way of operation. And this, so this next phase that I think a lot of us are happening, I mean, they're, you know, I'm sure people are sort of finding their passion in their own way. I look at Jordan Sather, for example, and he's doing his, you know, I mean, he has a health and fitness. He's been doing health and fitness for quite some time, but then now he's, all of a sudden, now he's in demand. Kind of people are watching his shows and his news, the way he presents the news, I think is just fabulous. And but people are doing things, following their passion, setting up systems that so that people can send money to them or can help them. And many people are doing this. So, you know, to me, that's really an important part of kind of going through what we're going through is to, from what I'm seeing, is just to allow this new arena, you know, allow the new arena and the new timeline, you know, to the whole thing to unfold. And that to me is very important. So, you know, it's kind of like it you know, it first of all it'll present itself and you know, and then it'll unfold. So it's kind of a it's not as complicated as it needs to be. And so, you know, I'm just at that point, and I'm sorry if I don't sound too enthusiastic at the moment, but there's just kind of a, I know things are working out, and I know that there's certain things that are working out to for the next major arena of operation. I don't know what that is. You know, it could be that for some people going to a conference or becoming a part of the disclosure UFO community, whatever that might be. I don't feel it's that for me. I don't feel any desire to go to any. There's a bunch of conferences coming up in July, June. I think at the end of June, there's Las Vegas, and then there's July. And then, of course, there's August. There's a big eclipse conference that somebody's organizing near Mount Shasta and all these other things. I don't know if that's my arena. I don't feel that it's my arena. There's still sort of a, you know, we are part of the, we're part of a higher collective. And honestly, that's kind of the way I like to look at it. And I'm not talking about a mindless collective where we're just following everybody else, like, you know, like the Borg or something like that. I'm talking about a collection of, that's not necessarily a good word. A collective is not the greatest word, but it's sort of like a higher, you know, perhaps a telepathically connected, you know, telepathically connected collective. And it's I like to think of it as a higher collective. So, you know, your communications and your operations are not necessarily in the physical, where you have a group in the physical. And so a lot of times when I'm doing mission work or whatever you want to call it, I know I'm working with other beings. I just don't, I'm just not conscious of who they are. Not conscious of who it is. And a lot of times I'll be doing something and then later on it'll pop out from somebody that, oh, I was doing this at the same time, or, you know, the same, for the same intent that you were doing it. So for me, even operating individually is not necessarily operating by oneself. A lot of times that means that we're following the guidance of our higher self, and we're operating in a group, in a collective that is intending a certain result. And so a lot of times I don't even know what the result is. A lot of people don't know what the exact result is being intended, but it's like we're operating as, you know, perhaps kind of a tool for the higher collective. And I don't like that word. There's got to be a better word than that. But in any event, I guess that's about it for now. I'm kind of zonking out a little bit. And but, you know, we are on the path. We're doing what we need to do. And, you know, whatever people want to do during the solstice is, you know, follow that higher guidance. And we will just continue doing what we're doing here over in Hawaii. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but we'll see what happens. In the meantime, we will end with Brother Iz, and you know, speaking of sovereignty, inner sovereignty is prime. So Ala'e, which is celebrates the inner sovereignty of all of us. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land and she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty.